Plenty of people die in an Elmore Leonard mystery novel, although seldom with much obvious grief attached. His novels crackle with dialogue and action, and best of all, to my mind, with great, quirky, funny characters. So it's not surprising that a bunch of them have been made into movies, including Get Shorty, Out of Sight, and this year's Be Cool. He has just come out with his 40th novel, called The Hot Kid. Unlike most of his books, where the action takes place over a few crazed weeks, The Hot Kid spans the 1920s and 1930s in Oklahoma, and it's filled with lawmen and bank robbers, jazz musicians, hot chicks, and oil workers. There is even a pulp detective fiction writer mining all the action for material. Elmore Leonard, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So when you were a kid living around the South and the Midwest in the 20s and 30s, that was the great golden age, if you will, of gangsterism. And I noticed as I was looking into when some of your characters, like Pretty Boy Floyd and John Dillinger died and Bonnie and Clyde died, it was all this like 5-month period in 1934 when you were 8 or 9 years old. And I wondered,
yeah.
Do you remember those people? And
well,
those?
I know I do, because that summer in May, Bonnie and Clyde were stopped and shot 160 times in northern Louisiana. And a few months later, there's a picture of me standing next to an Oakland pointing a gun at a camera with my one foot on the running board, which was an imitation of Bonnie Parker, because she had her foot on the front bumper of a car and a cigar in her mouth, holding a pistol, which was probably in every paper in the country in May of that year. And I know that's where I got it. You know, I was making that. I didn't make it up. I'm cashing in on it, and have been for the last 50 years, writing about cops and robbers.
Let me explain something to you. Bobo is dead, which means that everything he had now belongs to Jimmy Capp, including you, which also means that when I speak for Jimmy. E.g., from now on, you start showing me the proper f***ing respect.
E.g. means for example. What I think you want to say is I.E.
Bullshit. That's short for ergo.
Ask your man.
To best of my knowledge, E.G. means for example.
E.G. I.E. F*** you. The point is this, is that when I say jump, you say okay, okay?
Yeah, right. Okay.
All right.
That is from the terrific film adaptation of your novel Get Shorty, starring John Travolta. Now, dialogue for you is obviously central in your novels, and you've said that readers tend to go for the dialogue and skip over the other prose.
Yes, I think so. The dialogue is not the parts that your reader is going to skip. And yet literary writers tell practically everything.
So
because they like the sound of their own voice the way they're telling it. Well, I don't show my voice. You don't hear me in my books.
Although over the span of them, clearly one can tell an Elmore Leonard book.
Yes, because of my characters. They're probably all alike. and they're telling the stories.
As you say, you show rather than explain. You have your wonderful crackling dialogue. That sounds like the movies. That sounds like screenplays, but you wrote some screenplays in the past, but really haven't done much of that
in the last
3 years.
I quit in 1993 because I don't get any satisfaction out of it. I don't get any fun out of it. It's work, and it's work for money. Thank God they pay you a lot of money. Otherwise, I wouldn't have done it. Richard Price, you know that name? He lives here in New York.
The novelist and screenwriter.
Right. He's turned down offers to adapt my books. He says, there's nothing I can do to them.
What's your favorite adaptation of one of your novels?
Well, I think that the most the closest one is Jackie Brown.
Really, the Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah, and that surprises me because you'd think that he might wander off a bit.
They advertised this Tech 9 as the most popular gun in American crime. Can you believe that shit? It actually says that in the little booklet that comes with it. The most popular gun in American crime. Like they proud of that shit.
So was Out of Sight and Get Shorty.
Yeah, you had a good few years there of great movies made out of your books.
Very good. Three, right in a row. And Get Shorty, It sounded like my work because Barry Sonnenfeld told the cast, stick to the script, no ad-libbing. And I told him before he went into production, I said, I hope you don't cut away to, when someone delivers a funny line, I hope you don't cut to another character to get a reaction because these guys are not being funny, you know? Let the audience, if the audience wants to laugh, fine.
You're 80.
Yeah, I'm about in October.
Has your sense of love of writing, your will to do this, your need to put out a new novel every year waned at all as you passed through the 70s?
I just become slower. This book took a year. I don't know why it took a year. Other books take 6 months. Yeah, I've never taken more than six months.
Well, and the New York Times is responding to this grand new literary ambition that they see in this book.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe I'll have to now take a year for each book for as long as those years last and write some more. But I still get more satisfaction out of writing than anything, so I'm not going to quit writing. I may start writing short stories, but I'm not going to quit writing. No.
Elmore Leonard, thanks very much for coming into Studio 360.
Thank you.
Elmore Leonard's new novel, The Hot Kid, is in stores right now.